Welcome back, you two.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
So what have you been up to?
We have been eating sandwiches. You know, we love sandwiches, but in particular, what we love are the sandwiches on long hero rolls, grinder rolls, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, all around the country, there are different versions. There are heroes, hoagies, grinders, wedges, zeps, po'boys, and, you know,
submarines. Don't forget submarines.
And submarines, of course. Now, the place that claims to have invented the submarine sandwich is the White House in Atlantic City, which I think serves some of the very best, if not the best in the country. One of the reasons they're so good is that the White House is directly across the street from Formica Bakery, and they get their bread for these sandwiches delivered 6 times a day. So it is as fresh as it could possibly be.
This sounds like Paris, where the baguettes are baked every hour.
It is, except the sandwich is not that Parisian. They have all kinds of hot and cold ones. The best is what they call the White House special, which is, you know, capicola, sort of cheeses, and
pasto on bread.
They have a way of arranging these meats in the bread so that they're kind of fluffed up. It's not too dense. It's not too fluffy. It's just sort of perfectly arranged, a little oil, vinegar, spices. It is the ultimate Delaware Valley hero sandwich.
Okay, where else is there a stellar sandwich?
Well, we must talk about New Orleans and the po' boys there. Now, of course,
we all
know about oyster po' boys, shrimp po' boys, catfish po' boys, and they're fantastic down there. But what we didn't realize until fairly recently is that New Orleans is also a bastion of fantastic roast beef po' boys, because what you get in these is not just roast beef, but it's more like pot roast, along with gravy. And in that gravy is plenty of what they call debris. In other words, all those scraps from the cutting board. So, in fact, there are some places like the Parkway Bakery where you can get simply a gravy sandwich. Now, it sounds kind of Spartan. It isn't, because the gravy contains so many scraps of meat that it is a kind of a full-fledged meaty sandwich in and of itself.
Is this like taking all the pan drippings from when you've roasted beef?
Yes,
all the
absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
And I think Mother's is one of the
Mother's makes
famous,
another good one, yes.
Yeah, a debris sandwich.
Now, we have to talk about Philadelphia, do we not? And, of course, everyone knows about Philly cheesesteaks. The somewhat lesser known but equally fantastic Philadelphia sandwich is the roast pork sandwich, which is similarly configured, preferably without the cheese, but possibly with sautéed spinach with a lot of garlic, with freshly roasted pork. I mean, how great is that?
And, Michael, what about the West Coast Philippe's, the original with the French dip sandwich?
That used to be a unique regional specialty of Southern California. Now the French dip is pretty much everywhere.
But it's there at Philippe's. It is especially
great.
Wonderful.
And always served with that strange non-noun au jus.
Okay, but you better explain exactly what a French dip is, because I really think that this may not be known across the country.
Okay, a French dip is a roast beef hero or po' boy, but what makes it different is that the bread itself gets dunked in natural gravy. So that's it's kind of a very juicy sandwich, and even the bread itself becomes slightly juicy.
And you do the dipping yourself, don't you?
Well, they will provide you a cup of au jus along with it, or they will dip it. And the essential condiment for one of these is roaring hot mustard, which Philippe's makes.
Okay, so we've got a great quartet going here.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye, Lynn.